So Be'ezrat Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's all a merit. It's all a merit. Even just to hold like that you are, just like that. Think about it from the place that you started your tshuva to the place that you're holding today. Just think about to stay as is, as you are right now. Don't move. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. Think where you're holding today. How much knowledge you have. How close you are to Hashem today. Just today. Not one step. No millimeter forward. Just stop today. It's amazing. You're in Eretz Israel. Or you love Eretz Israel. You wish to be in Eretz Israel. You're connected to Am Israel. You love Am Israel. Or do you want to love Am Israel? You have your issues. You learn Torah. Or that you love to learn Torah. Or that you want to learn Torah. But you have so much inside of you. Everyone just need to focus on that, to be happy for what we have already today. This is what it means to live eternal life, that you live the present. You live now. You don't look for what's going to be in the future. The future is imaginations. The past, what the past? The past already passed. Today, to live the present, to be happy in the fact that Hashem Yitbarach is with us, that you can serve Hashem Yitbarach today, that He gave you so much. Now you have, now, in those moments. Today, I sent to Arav Shalom a text. I'm not going to tell you why. Oh, I don't have my phone with me, Baruch Hashem. But it was amazing. Baruch Hashem, yes? things happen, you know. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I was very Baruch Hashem broken. What can I do? I'm a human being, flesh and bones, and I also can break to tiny pieces if Hashem wants me to. So I was, and I sent to Arav this morning text, please Arav, Dror Moshe Ben Manuela, and whatever I was whining about. And he answered to me in a text, Simcha, and complete faith, Emunah Shlema, Shehakol Tov, that everything is good. This is it. I answered to him back, thank you, Mechaye HaMetim. Thank you, the one that revives the dead, that gives life to the dead. Simple, simple word. Just, it's all good. Now, be happy. It is all good. It gave me so much power. What? Don't try to change. Believe. All of the time we're thinking how I'm going to change, what I'm going to do. The Creator created. This is it. Done. Finished. It exists. It's standing. What do you want? When you're going to stop arguing with the Creator? Hashem knows how to bring you to humility. You don't want to be humble? You're not going to have Hashem. The eternal success is to connect yourself to the Creator. The Creator creating the creation in the present. This is it. He is Bechol Yom Mechadesh. He is Borei Olam creating the world. This is it. It's been created. It's here for you. Just live. Live it. Let it be. You want to sing that song again? This is it. Let it be. Cancel yourself to the will of Hashem. So you haven't prayed Shachrit. So what? So what? So what? So you are in the middle of a spiritual difficulty and Borei Olam is not letting you to pray Shacharit. Why are you fighting with Him? Let it be. Tell to Hashem, I want to pray Shacharit, but I don't find those powers. Let me be happy without Shacharit. Or give me the merit to pray Shacharit tomorrow. Or give me the powers to pray Shacharit today. Whatever, don't kick Hashem. Don't be ayet v'yagea v'no yere Elokim. Tired and weak and not yere Elokim. Be tired, be weak, but be yere Elokim. Don't drop your yirat shamayim. Okay, you're tired, you're weak, you're busy, you're occupied, you're crazy, you're wild, you lost it. But keep the faith on. Keep on believing that Hashem Yitbarach is with us always, always, always. And someone told me yesterday, I was amazed. He told me, I think you need to give classes on Hitbodedut. I told him, okay, what do you mean? He watched my classes. He told me, listen, you need to understand that you're talking to little children. His friend Gabriel told him that it's written Bnei Yisrael. It's not written the adults of Am Yisrael. It's written Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. You need to understand that you talk to children. And when you talk to a little baby, you need to explain to him, now we're going to learn how to do Itbodedut. In the beginning of the Itbodedut, you should bond yourself to the righteous people. And you should say, I am bonding myself with that Itbodedut. Prayer to Hashem, to all of the real righteous people of this generation. And to walk with him one step after the other. And then to start saying, Bo'olam, please, let me thank you. Let me be close to you. And to teach Am Yisrael how to do it, but it took one step after the other. It was a wake-up call for me. It helped me to understand how much it's important to teach like that Am Yisrael. This is our job. When you meet someone, you need that person going to go with something from that meeting, with something. Tell him, have you ever said Tikkun HaKlali in your life? No? You know Tikkun HaKlali, it's an amazing thing. And then be practical. Take Tikkun HaKlali with you. Hand him the Tikkun HaKlali. Tell him, here, you see? Don't let him go without something in his hand or in his heart. Tell him, let's thank Hashem Yitbarach 1 minute together. If you're going to tell him, hey, you know, he's bodedus, it's an amazing thing, and go for it and do it, he's got a huge, gigantic Yetzer Hara. And now that you gave him that concept of Itbodedut, you just gave him another pounds of Yetzer Hara to walk with him. So he will not going to do it. I remember that once a friend from this class came to me after more than 6 months that he was here in the program, in the English program, and he came to me and he told me, Harav, today I made my first hour of Itbodedut. I was shocked. I was totally shocked. I couldn't believe that it took a person 6 months to hear me drilling in your brains daily on Itbodedut. And nothing worked for 6 months. And he couldn't take himself to do 1 hour Itbodedut. And also he said that he was totally shy and afraid to do this, but so he was holding his mobile that people were not going to think that he's talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Think about it, how hard it is to a person to do it, but what the Yetzer Hara is ready to give, to put for that you will not going to open your mouth and speak. And what you can give someone else, what you're going to give him? You need to give him something that he's going to feel. Like that it's written, Ta'amur u'kitov Hashem. You need to taste that you're going to feel, that you're going to enjoy from the sweetness of Hashem. That Hashem is good. You have to taste. So let him taste. Don't tell him, oh, there is an amazing store, you know, over there in Mea Shearim. You go in Mea Shearim, in Kikar Shabbat, you go straight, and then third store from the left, after that store there is an alley, over there, 5 meters, 10 meters after that turning, there is a small store, they have amazing kippot over there. It's not going to help. He will never going to be there. Never in his life he's going to find that store. He will never going to find the powers to do that. You have to walk with him, to take him, to tell him, come, let's go, today. You don't have time today, so give him something else. Tell him, I love you. Tell him, you know, I love you. This is it. Give him something. Give him something to think about. Something to go with. Tell him, let's thank Hashem Yitbarach together. See, it's easy. Stay and talk. Say, Toda Bo'o Olam, thank you very much on everything that you give me. Thank you. Do it, but do it. He's going to think to himself that you're a little bit crazy, but after a while he's going to try that. He's going to see that you've done it. It becomes to be practical for him. Am Yisrael, they need us. I know, it's hilarious, it's funny, it's amazing, it's the biggest sense of humor of them all, of the Creator, of Hashem, that He made it to be like that. That such low places, from such low places, such low people, from such low places,
are coming and teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. I know, it's givaldic, it's amazing, it's hilarious, it's the best comedy ever. But this is, for that, we were waiting so many years.
Yeah. It's going to be an amazing show in the end. Watch.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I have a chidush. The word comedia, comedy, it's cum, stand up, day, you should know. Yeah, Hashem. So, it's going to be a comedy. Everyone going to stand up to know Hashem. This is it. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be nice. Everyone going to clap, liking the cloys. Raising clapping, liking the cloys. And everyone going to shush them. What can we do? This is Am Yisrael. In every city of Bnei Israel, you have minimum three Batekinesiot, three synagogues. One for that group, one for that group, and one that none of the groups are going to that shul. For sure, not allowed. With all of the lackings, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim, you chose us. We don't know why. We don't know. You chose us. Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim. Yes, you look everywhere, you see amazing people, everyone are smiling, everyone are good. You don't know why he chose you. And he did. I came once to Rav Shalom and I asked him that. I told him, Rav, I know that my two elder brothers are better than me several times more, many times more. I don't have no doubt about it. I know that they're a lot more honest, a lot more sincere, a lot more good, a lot more kind, wiser than me thousands of times more. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so embarrassed talking to them. But still, I know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me things that they're not even close from huge distance to have in their lives. They're not keeping Shabbos even, not purity of the family, and very, very far, unfortunately. I asked the Rav, how can it be? Why Hashem chose us to give us so many wonderful things, and also to be close to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that it's beyond every logic, beyond everything that you can understand with your wisdom. Rabbeinu said, the smallest person for my people is bigger than the biggest people outside. You cannot understand it because you feel you're the worst. And yesterday night I met Rav Aaron, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern. I was crying in front of him. He dragged me to the tzion of Rabbi Zev Leibovitz. I was so embarrassed. I started to cry. He looked at me, asked me why, with his eyes, why am I crying? I told him, you can never understand the shame, the horrible insulting that you feel inside, that you know that you're such a sinner, that you came from such horrible distance, that pain that you have inside, you will never gonna feel it. You don't know what it means that you look at yourself and you see that you're so far from Hashem. It's horrible. That you see that you don't have no connection to the Kedusha, that you're far from holiness, that you're far from Yirat Shamayim, like heaven from earth. No connection. You have such past that is filthing every good thought that you can think today. You have such horrible memories from your childhood, such things that you cannot erase, never. Hashem can do whatever. Hashem can create a new creation, but how are you going to erase your past? Things that you remember like today, that you can see them even in a brighter way than you see reality. What you can do? What you can do? Felt so ashamed. So, but this is in a certain way, this is humility, because really everyone's supposed to feel like that. To us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, made us favor with us, that we cannot ignore. You see that you're stupid. Nothing will help you. You see that you're killing your wife daily, that you're slaughtering your children every day. So, Baruch Hashem, you learn from it. So there are your sacrifices. But then what can you do? Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol, when he went up to heaven, the Romans, they came to them, they told him that they're going to kill them. So they said, let us ask first. If it's a decree from heaven, we're going to accept it. If not, you cannot touch us. Rabbi Ishmael
said I can use the name of Hashem Yitbarach and no one can touch us, don't worry, but let's check. So he went up to heaven and he met the angel Gabriel, and the Malach Gabriel walked with him and told him, it is a decree, it's from heaven, yes, you all need to sacrifice yourself for Am Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows why and reasons and on and on. On the way back, they saw an altar. So he asks him, Rabbi Ishmael asks the Malach Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, you have sacrifices here? You sacrifice, you have goats, deer, you have cows, what are you sacrificing? So he told him, we're sacrificing souls of tzaddikim. So we don't understand it, and it's written that the women already finished their tikkun 500 years ago. The Ari HaKadosh testified that Chava Imenu, the women's side, they finished their tikkun. Now the reason that they're coming down back to this world again and again, it's only because that they haven't prayed on their husbands enough. So they have a certain obligation to help them in their tikkun. So they accepted on themselves to suffer to help their husbands to complete themselves. This is why you have to have 100% appreciation to your wife. So she has to suffer. There is nothing to do. She has to. Really. She took it on herself. It's unfortunately, we can do tshuva on that. Like we heard that Rav Berland once was crying when his wife was screaming at him. And Rav Shalom asked him, why are you crying? So he said that I'm such a wicked man that my wife, she needs to suffer so much because of me. Wish to be wicked like him in 1,000 years from now, in the world to come even. So what were we talking about?
Ibadud.
Yes, some Ibadud. No, but before. So after, so Bezrat Hashem, the no, Rabbi Yisrael, help me. Yes, maybe I don't remember, unfortunately. But we have such luck, each and every one of us, that really Hashem Yitbarach is taking care of us and walking with us hand in hand, mamash, leading us to the purpose. And we just need to accept it. Just need to cancel ourselves totally, totally. And I don't know how I'm gonna have that merit to hand it to you, the importance of going and distribute that light to Am Yisrael. And everyone here, and I know you have a huge Yetzirah. I think top secret. I think there are a lot of Avrechim of Rav Shalom, students of Rav Shalom, that are doing huge afatza, and everyone is using the weapon that he got, the talents that he got. There are people that distribute thousands and thousands and I don't know, maybe hundreds of thousands of CDs of books of Rav Shalom. You cannot understand what they have. Top secret is that Rav Shalom, you should know it, that I told you that once, we still have time, once there was a student in the yeshiva that came to talk to Rav Shalom during the fast of Tisha B'Av, and Rav was resting a little bit in the yeshiva, and that guy came to him and started to ask Rav questions on the yeshiva, and he was talking to him and on and on and on, and Rav Shalom told him, don't be confused. Nothing in the yeshiva is happening without that I'm going to want it to happen. Everything that is happening is according to my will. And then someone came after 1 minute and called that guy, told him, hey, stop bothering Arav. Arav is tired. Let him sleep. So he looked at Arav and told him, Arav, you're tired? You want to sleep? This is why he came? So Shalom told him, nod his head, told him, yes. Go. Let me rest. So, Arav Shalom once said that if he would have revealed his Yirat Shamayim in the yeshiva, no one could enter to the yeshiva. No one would have the power to enter to the yeshiva. I remember that once Arav entered to the yeshiva when they just bought the building, And I was standing with a friend in the room, in a certain room in the yeshiva, first floor, and Rav entered to that room, and we've been pushed from heaven, we've been pushed to the wall. I remember that, both of us, we walked like that, to the wall. And Rav entered, and he said a few words, and then he went back, and we walked back. Someone took us back to the spot that we were standing at, and we looked at each other, and I told him, you saw what just happened? Rav entered to the room, and we couldn't stand here, and this is it, and we've been pushed. We couldn't approach him. If you had the merit to approach him, if you were able to connect him, everything is been handed to us. You need to believe in that. That everything that you received it from your rabbi. Even things that you achieve alone in the field, you're doing it, but you need to believe in 100% that you received it from your rabbi, by the merit of your rabbi. And now, clarification, I'm not your rabbi. Rav Shalom is our rabbi. I'm not the rabbi. Not a rabbi. Just that people gonna understand we're writing rabbi, because they cannot understand that I'm not a rabbi, so they need to think that I'm a rabbi. But I'm not a rabbi. Maybe I'm closer to be a rabbit than a rabbi. I'm not a rabbi. I'm a friend of all of you, and we're learning in the yeshiva. I never learned for Rabbanut. I cannot marry you. I can no, nothing. I'm just learning in the yeshiva for 12 years. I have certain experience because I was carving my way closer to Arav as much as I could. And Arav was mekarev me very much. Arav was bringing me closer to him in crazy ways. Amazing things. Amazing things happened with me and Arav. Baruch Hashem, that I'm thanking Hashem and Baruch on them daily. I'm saying 3 times a day, thank you to Hashem Yitzhak that he brought me close to Rav Shalom. Every day I'm thanking him. Because every small thing that you have, that Hashem Yitzhak gives you, you need to appreciate it, you have to understand. It's not simple that you're going to be able to be close to a holy man, to someone that is changing the face of the world, to someone that is making a spiritual revolution. So, you should believe it. If you're going to pray on that, to be meshamshim et Arav, to help Arav, to do things in the world, I'm going to give you that. Like that he gave that to me. I gave him this merit. I told him that once. I told him, Arav, what did you give me? You haven't given no one else. No one is allowed to say his opinion. Everyone can talk. You can talk whatever, no problems. But really, to be allowed to talk and to teach and to make CDs and to... Arav didn't let no one to do that. And it's only because that Arav, I don't know, I believe that Arav, he also told me that now that I'm thinking, he saw my sincerity, the real will that I have to help him, to be there for him. So he's counting on me. So if you're going to work on your loyalty, really, to be that man, so you can do things on your own. It's not a problem. Go for it. No problem. No one is asking on you anymore. No one is questioning on you anymore. This is it. It is what it's written, Eved Ne'eman Karatalo, a loyal slave. So this is it. Now he can think alone. He can decide by himself. He can do things. So, of course, without the Rabbanit, going to know, but... I'm kidding. Baruch Hashem. Everyone should believe in himself that huge things can grow from him, from his wisdom, from his hands. And you can never tell. Like I told you, Nachshon ben Aminadab. Who's going to be the next Nachshon ben Aminadab? The one that's going to throw himself to the water. It can be you, it can be me, it can be him, it can be someone, everyone. Dvorah Nevi'ah, it can be a woman. A woman that's going to do something crazy for Hashem Yitbarach, and she's going to fight for her life and for other people's life, and she, like, what was her name, the Bet Yaakov, the Mrs. Shai
Shapiro?
What?
Sarah Shapiro?
No.
Maybe,
no.
Schneider.
Shiner, Mrs. Shiner, we're thanking you, Mrs. Shiner, thank you, Mrs. Shiner. It doesn't matter. She heard the class and she woke up and she decided, this is it, I'm going and I'm going to build Beit Yaakov. And she.
Is it Schneer?
Oh, what? We're so ignorant, all of us.
No, just see now.
People are laughing at us now in the U.S., Mamash.
We're not ignorant, we're just see now.
But I'm exempt. I'm a Baal Tshuva. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch. I'm sorry, today I need to finish early. I love you all.